Hello, my friends, and welcome to the Breathcast. My name is Mike Mayer. I'm your breathwork coach and host. And oh my God, have I got a big one for you here. So a bit of an exclusive. I finally have a breathwork app. It's called The Breath Source. And I'm so excited to finally share this with you. This has been like over a year and a half of planning. And this is no ordinary breathwork app. And today's guests are the CEO and COO of this app. It's called The Breath Source, the source of all breathing. And I want you to think of this a bit like breathwork, a YouTube breathwork app. So it's not just like pretty bubbles. This is a collective of breathwork instructors coming together. I don't think there's anything else like this on the planet. This is a collective joint up approach. Breathwork, I felt always like was a bit of a lonely place at the start, like it was competition, you versus this person, this breathing technique's better than this breathing technique, why does this one conflict with this one? And so when Travis Stephensons and Josh Seller contacted me, I was a bit skeptical at the start. I was like, okay, another person asking me to join an app. Let's see what they've got going on. And I just instantly fell in love with the idea, with them. Travis, who's the CEO, has a wonderful backstory. He's deep in conscious capitalism. He's helping people get back on their feet. He's teaching them breathwork and life skills. Beautiful human being. Josh is from the fitness world and he's the COO and he's just a wonderful guy as well. And together, oh my God, it's just the perfect combination of just like lovely people building an app. And it was the people that drew me to it as opposed to anything else shiny out there. And so in this first podcast in the Breath Source series, I'm going to introduce you to Josh and Travis in a second. You're going to hear their backstories, why they're so passionate about breathing and breath work, and what we're going to do to change the world together. So I'm so excited. I'm so glad that you're on this journey with me. If you're listening and you want to watch the video version, it's up on YouTube. And hi, if you're watching it with me and you want to go and pop it in your headphones, we're on iTunes and Spotify and all that good stuff. Now, here's the important thing. The link to the app is down below. And what I'd ask you to do is click on that link and sign up to the app. It's completely free to sign up. There's free breathing exercises in there. And go and have a little play. Because I'm in there. Other people are in there. We've got people like Jesse Coomer in there. Michael Biker, who I've had on the podcast. And all these wonderful people are coming onto the app. Gray Kors, who some of you will know, who was my breathwork instructor in the Oxygen Advantage. He's in there as well. Ben Greenfield's in there. Oh my God, there are so many high-level practitioners here. It's scary how this has all been pulled together. So I don't want to keep yabbering on. I just want to say enjoy this podcast. I've got a whole series of these coming up now. Each of the Breath Masters comes in and we have a conversation about their journey, how they got invested in breath work, what modalities they're most interested in, how they help people. And of course, their work is on the app as well. So you'll be seeing less breathwork exercises from me on my main YouTube channel because they're going to go into the app now. The podcast will still be here, but the podcast is also going to be in the app as well. So you can literally go into the app. You can have me. You can have all these other wonderful people. So what are you waiting for? Click on the app and enjoy this conversation with Josh and Travis, who I'm very proud to call my breath friends. Thank you so much. Cheers. Okay, we have hit record. Hello, my friends. Hello to Josh and hello, Travis. How are you both doing, first of all? How are you doing, Josh? Start with you.
Thank you, man. Yeah, very well. I'm excited to be here. So stoked. It's been an incredible morning. And I'm excited to share my story and the story that we're about to tell here with you guys and the whole world.
Yeah, very cool. Lovely to have you, Josh. And Travis, how are you doing?
Fabulous. Thank you so much. It's such an honor to be on Take a Deep Breath. Been watching you for so many years and just super grateful to have this opportunity to share our story.
Yeah, and that's what I'm really looking forward to today, because we've been working together, talking together now. I don't know, it feels like it's been 6 months at least. And we're really excited to share on this podcast some of the stuff that's going to be on the scenes that's going to completely change the world of breathing, I think. But I've never really got stuck into your backstories too much. So I get to ask you some questions today and be the interviewer and really, really feel very humbled to do that. So I wonder if we should just start off maybe. Let's just talk a bit about this thing. Maybe one of you wants to give the name and what it is.
Let's talk about the thing.
The thing.
Go ahead, Travis.
So the thing is, breath space, it's a brand new technology to the market. And we are excited to announce that it'll be the first pure marketplace breathwork app that the world has seen. And so we've been honored to make this a co-creative platform. And it's a co-creative platform that's actually owned by the Breathmasters. And one of those Breathmasters being you, Mr. Michael. So we're very excited to have Michael as an owner in the app as well. And we'll be coming to you as an application on your phone. And it's a singular place where all the Breathmasters can bring all the years of mastery together into one app. You know, there's other platforms out there, we'll call the giant out, YouTube, where a lot of people have a lot of content. And Josh and I just felt like masters were not rewarded well enough for their mastery on this content. And we believe that the days of old have passed where people that are changing the world should be paid as such and should be honored as such. And so breathwork has changed my life. It's changed Josh's lives, and I've watched it change the lives of thousands of others. And to bring all that mastery together in one co-creative platform is going to be so exciting. And so we're super excited, Michael, to have you part of it. Many other Breathmasters that have been on your podcast as part of it. And now I'll let Josh speak his piece of it.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. So the platform is called BreathSpace. And as Travis said, a lot of the world's best breathers, coaches, facilitators are going to be on this platform. And it means a lot to me. As Travis said, I've used breathwork over the years to heal myself and to help heal others as a facilitator. And it's so powerful. And the magnitude that this kind of work carries, the self-evolution and the depths of discovery, and even the daily application from just conscious breathing blows my mind and continues to blow the minds of other people I introduce it to. And to be a part of the first marketplace experience where the magnitude of this is in one tiny little app on your phone, but within that app is a universe of healing and of growth and discovery and connection with other heightened individuals. It's a complete honor. So thank you.
Yeah, you know, I'm just reflecting back on one of the things that's so exciting for me. And actually, it's the community of other breathing instructors. I've been thinking about this a lot recently, especially as I've started to connect with all of them. It's quite a lonely job sometimes being a breathwork instructor, especially when you're in your bedroom doing it most of the time as well, in your house. And so I became a breathwork instructor really through the pandemic. That's where I really, you know, cut my teeth, so to speak. And so being able to connect with all these wonderful people in person, it's really exciting because they're all really knowledgeable. And I know that I'm going to grow massively now from that. And I'm sure they will from each other as well. So it's a really, really exciting time. And for me, this idea of us all being on this platform together, you know, when I first met you guys, and we'll get into your backstories in a sec, it wasn't even a hard sell, because I was like, I'm in, this sounds amazing. I want to be part of this. You know, I've had offers in the past from many different kind of companies and different things, and they always felt a bit off, but with this there was no reservations. It was like, I want to work with you both, and I love the vision. So it's a big thank you, and looking forward now to getting stuck in. So Travis, I'm keen to start with you, mate, because I want to know what led you to be in the chat that's sitting here today, that's starting this app with Josh. So before we get even stuck into the breathwork side of things, can you maybe just give me a flavor about your past? Because I genuinely don't know much. I know there's a little bit of stuff going on. I've seen a few videos of you on YouTube, but I'd love to just get your story, really. Hey guys, real quick, if you're enjoying this conversation so far, maybe you want to click on the link below and come and join us on the Breath Source. The link is down below. You can get started on Apple and Android. All the links are down there. Click one link, get started. You might notice that at some points in these conversations, I refer to it as the Breath Space. Ignore that. We were playing with different names last year. I'm so glad we landed on the Breath Source. So the Breath Source link is down below. I will see you on it. Back on with the conversation. Cheers.
So I was born and raised on a ranch in southwestern Colorado, and we were homeschooled for slave labor purposes. And we had a ton of cows, a ton of sheep, and I just was raised on the land. And what was beautiful about that is it allowed me to let my memory just, or my memory, this allowed me to let my imagination run wild. And so back then it's called daydreaming. Now it's called ADD. So the fun part about that was it was not oppressed at all. And I was able to run outside and be who I wanted to be and dream about whatever I wanted to dream about. And so that allowed me to start my first business at 18 years old. I sold that business at 26 years old, went into real estate full-time at 26. And now I own a national real estate investment company called R Investments, just the letter R Investments. And that grew into a fairly large empire. And the fun part about how Breath Space came about was I had properties all over the country in 9 states, and I love to preach and teach about conscious capitalism. This great country was built on capitalism, and at some point capitalism became crony, and crony meaning that it became, in my opinion, somewhat evil. And I'm not saying every capitalist is evil. It's just the corporations took over and a lot of things took over, and the care for the people got pushed aside. So with my teachings of conscious capitalism, our definition is that when you do business in an area, everyone wins, regardless of whether it's voluntary or involuntary. Meaning that if I'm going to buy a building in that area, a multifamily building, and I'm going to renovate it, and we're going to bring our light to that area, everyone's going to win. The people that live in the building when we buy it, the people who live around the building when we buy it, and we bring that conscious capitalism. And so through this process of growing the company across the nation, we built a full vertical integration. And so we have an umbrella company that purchases the properties. We have a construction company that renovates the properties. We have a property management company that manages them. We have a 501c3 that's nonprofit that also helps the people that are in these properties stay in their homes, because we focus on the less fortunate areas of the country. So our focus is in the areas of the country where people are struggling. This is called C-class multifamily housing. And so our construction company focuses on only hiring homeless individuals. So about 5 years ago, we started going underneath bridges and taking homeless people off the streets. We had a little interview that we would give them, make sure that they were lucid and that they were ready to change their lives in some capacity. We'd bring them into the building. We would onboard them as actual employees. They'd get full dental, full medical, all the things they'd never had before. And then we would also give them a place to live inside of that building. So it was a perfect scenario for us to expand on conscious capitalism, because we actually had housing for them. And so we would give them the unit to live in, and we'd furnish it. We'd take them to the grocery store, get them the groceries they needed and all the things they needed to start that new life, because we'd want them to leave the past behind. And so once they got into the unit, then we would give them the tools for the trade that we were going to teach them, the construction trade. And then we would give them the oversight and the accountability to step into a new future self. And so we use all of our algorithms are based on Dr. Bruce Lipton and Dr. Joe Dispenza's beautiful work that they've brought to this planet. And I couldn't give them enough gratitude for how much they've changed my life and the lives of all these homeless individuals that we have had massive success with. So we take the biology of belief, and we take Becoming Supernatural, those two books. And we take the science and biology of how cells heal when you remove them from an environment and put them in a new environment. And then we take the future self and fall in love with that future self of what that picture can be. Through vision boards and through all kinds of different things, we're able to take these people off the streets, remove them from the environment that continues to remind them that they're homeless, put them in an environment of health and well-being, of people who are excited to regain the significance in their life and create a valuable asset out of these human beings and allow them to find themselves again through this process. And as we began to do this, I had been utilizing breath work in my own life to expand my consciousness, to go inside and to really meet that inside Travis and to really tap into the beyond. And so as the magic unfolded in my life, I thought, why not teach this to these individuals? So I had properties all over that were under construction and hundreds of these individuals working. So every time I went to a property, everybody knew that Travis was going to want to throw a breathwork class. So everybody would get in a big room and we'd have 40 to 50 people laying down and we would start into breathwork. And I taught a myriad of different things molded together that I had learned over time that created magic in my world. And I watched this breathwork start to ignite the fire within each one of these individuals. And you can't do breathwork and not feel the magic. That's what's so awesome about it. So as they would get up from these classes, just as we've heard, just totally high on all the chemicals running through their body and the healing that's happening in their body, they're just in complete euphoria. And they can't believe that they actually felt something like that from breath work, from what's held inside, from the innate. And they would all ask me if I could video these sessions and be able to text these sessions to them so that they could do breath work on their own. And so every single time I tried to video one or tried to upload it or attempted to get it on YouTube, something would happen. The camera would go down, the audio would be out, it would be too dark in the room to see me. It was everything you could imagine. And so as that continued to progress with the breathwork classes, the videos would fail and I couldn't get it out to the individuals. So Christmas time, about 3 years ago, I'd gone home to my parents' house and I was sitting at their kitchen table and I was thinking about how to solve this problem. And I decided that it was time to build an app. And so had no idea what I was going to call it. All I knew is that I needed some type of repository that my individuals at the properties could download, that these homeless individuals could access, whether they worked for me or whether they left and they could still access it. I needed to build something. So the idea was born 3 years ago, this coming Christmas, actually. And we started off on that journey. And what was interesting is there were several iterations of the app. And then it started to grow into this just incredible co-creation space that took quantum leaps once it became co-creative. When it was just me building it, it was okay. It wasn't something that I was super excited about as far as the app goes. I was super excited about the breath work. But I was sitting there one day and I thought, you know what? I've been following Dan Badney with DMT alkaline breathing for years now. He's been in my ears for years now. What if I reached out to Dan and gave him revenue share in the app and asked him to partner with the app? And so I emailed him shortly thereafter this idea. And I got an email back within minutes that this is the call I've been waiting for. Let's do this. And I became very close with Dan Badney, and he's now a partner in the app as well. And a beautiful breath master up there with you, Michael. And that's when the magic started rolling. And so Dan started putting his beautiful ideas into the app. I continued to develop the app and we built the app to where it is today. And we brought you on, Michael, and you were able to bring on other breath masters as well through your mastery over the years. And now we have 13 of the world's greatest breath masters, all loaded into the app, all committed to breath space, and all ready to bring this magic to the world. And it's amazing that it came from these beautiful individuals that were spending their lives on the street and now are able to find their way. And so they'll have access to this breathwork app as well and access to the masters as well. So thank you for asking. It's been a fun ride.
Mate, it's such a beautiful story as well. And I clearly live a sheltered life because I know there's a lot of struggle out there, obviously, but I didn't know there was people like you doing that sort of good work. And when you first told me that story about taking these people and giving them breath, I thought, that's so cool. That's such a lovely thing. Question, what are you doing? What type of breath work are you doing with them? Like conscious connected breathing, a bit of Wim Hof, what sort of kind of techniques were you going through?
So as I started on my breathwork journey, I started with Wim Hof, and I started to feel the effects of Wim Hof. And then from there, I moved into Soma and felt the effects of Wim Hof and Soma. Then I started to actually connect Wim Hof with Soma. Mm-hmm. And my breathwork practices actually started to turn into about an hour a day, because I was getting so entrenched in how to integrate different breathwork practices. Mm-hmm. Then I got obsessed with the science behind mm-hmm. raising the alkalinity of the body, how it affects the pH, the tetany that happens in the hands and the feet, and how it affects your vision, how it's tapping into the autonomic nervous system, the reprogramming that can happen by going super deep. And so I really like to teach the science of breath. And when you think about what is breath, what is in oxygen that keeps us alive, that's where my fascination starts, because we look at oxygen as O2 and we just think of it as oxygen, but in reality, it's empty space. And your body is 99 to the 14th power of empty space. So when you put two and two together, empty space is entering empty space, and there's a connection happening that's creating life. And so when you break that down and you mesh biology with spirituality, you realize that that's consciousness, and that that's consciousness meeting consciousness. And we've been given this beautiful opportunity to co-create with these plants on this planet. And I like to think of oxygen as plant medicine. Mm-hmm. We often think of plant medicine as ayahuasca or something of that nature, but the first conditional plant medicine is oxygen.
Yeah.
And so inside of our bodies, the most important molecule is carbon dioxide. And carbon dioxide is another molecule that's very vastly misunderstood. And the more carbon dioxide that we get, the greater the plant life gets and the better our bodies function, because without carbon dioxide, as you know, we can't accept oxygen. And so here we have this beautiful oxygen molecule. Here our tissues are making this carbon dioxide molecule. And without the two, life can't be. And yet they're both still made of empty space. So empty space meets empty space, consciousness meets consciousness, and we're breathing in and dancing with Mother Gaia all day long, every day. We're taking our coded carbon dioxide, coded with our Michael's code and Josh's code and my code, individually coded to our beautiful selves, giving that to Gaia, giving that to her plants, photosynthesizing it. She's taking all of that code in and then giving us back her code called oxygen. And we're dancing with the planet all day, every day. And the more that we can dance with that on a conscious level, the greater will raise the vibration of the collective consciousness. Mm-hmm. And so I like to teach about that. I like to teach about oxygen coming into the alveoli and the red blood cells reaching out with 270 million hemoglobin and pulling that in and marrying it in the mitochondria. Explosion of prime source energy happening, and that delivering up to those 26 foundational forever young tissues and releasing the carbon dioxide to come back and to be breathed out. Because as Joe Dispenza says, it's no longer good enough to know what to do. You need to know why you're doing it. Mm-hmm. And the science behind it is the why. Mm-hmm. So once we know the science, we can bring in the spirituality. And then I personally like to focus on the exhale holds. I personally like to push up against that carbon dioxide tolerance. And so a lot of my students have been able to get up to 6.5 to 7 minutes of exhale breath holds. I've been over 6 minutes on my exhale breath holds. The ability to control your heart rate, the ability to go deep, deep inside, when you can control that fear of that carbon dioxide tolerance is phenomenal. And I believe that's when you get into the deep reprogramming of the autonomic nervous system, truly tapping in and truly moving into the parasympathetic and being able to reprogram the cells of the nervous system to tap into those memories that no longer serve you anymore and be able to transition to that new self. And I've seen so much power in that. Terminally ill students healed themselves within weeks, asthma gone within weeks, just illnesses that, as you guys well know, breath work is far overlooked in the medical community, but it's being paid attention to now.
Yeah.
And we're hoping that that's what breath space does, is brings this co-creative light to all of those areas. So I teach a myriad of breath work, but lots of focus on the exhale holds. And then that big punch of oxygen when you take in that initial inhale after 5.5, 6 minutes of holding, it's just euphoric. And it truly taps into that soma, that elixir of the gods, the breath.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful. You know, I didn't tell you this, but you were in my head a few weeks ago because I was doing the free diving in Corfu in Greece. And a big part of that was what they call static apnea, which is you basically face down in a swimming pool pretending to be dead. It's the one thing they tell you not to do at school, isn't it? When you're just floating in the pool and you're allowed to do it. It's fantastic. And, you know, you don't even want to move. You're trying to show the person that's watching you're alive. So you just do a little twink of the finger, nothing more than that, because you don't burn too much. Anyway, you face down. You're full of oxygen. You're full of air, actually. This is not empty lungs, but you're full of air. But my diaphragm started to go around 3 minutes, and it was the most intense kind of, you know, pressure. I remember we'd been in a meeting a few months before, and we were talking to somebody, and you were saying that about, you know, the diaphragm and the psychology of it and just relaxing into it. And so I remember just hearing your voice and going through it. And eventually, I mean, I'm nowhere near your levels, but I got to a 3 minute 14.5. We don't forget the 0.5 breath hold underwater. And when I interviewed a couple of the free divers afterwards, what they were telling me, which I found fascinating, was about 70% of their breath holds they put down to psychology. And I was like, wow, that's mental. Such, you put such a high percentage of that breath hold down to your, the way you think about it. I would have thought it'd be 99% physiological, but yeah, fascinating. So yeah, it's a big thank you. And you're going to have to, at some point when we meet in the flesh, get me up to a longer breath hold, Travis, because I feel there's more in the tank, but maybe I need your guidance to get there.
Well, it's very interesting that you say that, because I actually can't hold my breath near as long on an inhale hold than I can on an exhale.
Yeah, fascinating.
And part of the fun part about exhale holds, Josh is phenomenal with his inhale holds. And so he can probably speak more to this. On an exhale hold, the factory keeps moving. So you have no air in the lungs, and yet the carbon dioxide continues to be pulled out and put into the lungs. And so what you'll actually see is, after a couple minutes of holding, you haven't inhaled at all, but you can push out that little bit of carbon dioxide that is built up. And so I encourage people to, no air in the lungs, full stomach lock, and I go into a throat lock. So I go into a full double lock situation. You could call it a triple lock with the stomach, but full lock and full relaxation. And after about 2 minutes, I puff out because it's still funneling in. And as you know, the diaphragm has the nerve on it that's connected to the brain called the phrenic nerve. Mm-hmm. And it's the one nerve that we can utilize with the diaphragm. And the diaphragm is a skeletal muscle. And so it actually speaks through the diaphragm to the brain. And so it keeps that brain calm. And that's where we can access the mental part of all of that. And it is absolutely mental. And that's the beauty of being able to control that, is it's not, you can actually start to realize that this physical plane and some of this is so controllable that it's outside of our understanding. So thank you for saying that. That's awesome.
No, very cool. So yeah, no, I love it. I love all of that. And it's interesting that, yeah, you've got that. And just one clarification. So when you're doing these external exhaled breath holds, I assume you're doing hyperventilation first, or you're just doing a, correct. Yeah, makes sense.
A whole thing I call priming, uh-huh, to get up to it, that actually starts with Nadi Shadna, mm-hmm, and it moves into fire breath, and then it moves into DMT alkaline, and then we get in some Wim Hof, and then we finish with Soma. And because everybody knows those modalities.
Yeah.
And so it is a fair bit of training, and then the priming is fairly long as well.
Yeah. Oh, Travis, we need to sort out a breath session at some point. It'd be an honor. We'll sort that out. Cool. By the way, this is the first time I've ever had two people on the podcast. This is the first time. So
nice.
and so I'm trying to obviously bring you both in. So we'll jump to you now, Josh, if that's all right. So same question to you, I guess, my friend. So kind of what led you to be sitting here today? And then we'll talk a bit about your breath backstory as well.
Beautiful. Thank you. So what led me here to today is about a year ago. I started doing a breathwork boot camp. And I'll circle back to where I started with breathwork here in a minute, but in putting that breathwork boot camp out into the public, forward facing, and Travis simultaneously developing breath space that I wasn't really knowledgeable of yet. He just told me he was working on this project with breathwork. He saw one of the posts I made on LinkedIn one day, and he saw how fast and how deeply I had dove into breathwork. And he needed a position filled on this team to help bring this app to where it is today. And he and I have known each other for 12 plus years. And we started out actually rock climbing and working out together and as best friends. And so when he saw that post on LinkedIn, he's like, wow, all right, I'm going to give Josh a call. This is my guy. And so he called me and he's like, hey man, I'm doing this. I'm building this project, this app that's all breath work. And I just had someone step out and I need some help bringing this home. I'm way too busy. As you heard, he's running six other companies. And so I was like, all right, let me check it out. And I felt into it. And, I came back pretty quickly and I was like, all right, I'm in. And so since then, since last August, I've been working with Breath Space and Travis. This is the first time he and I've ever worked together in a business capacity. And, I've been running the company since then and building all the processes internally and reaching out to all the breath masters. Aside from Dan, I think, Mike, I think you and I connected even through Dan, right? With that whole connection. And so since last summer, I've been with Breath Space, building this project and bringing the magic to it with everyone else involved and keeping the mission moving forward. And it's been a really exciting year. This has been the most fulfilling year of, I guess you could call it work, right? But it's one of those situations where you just love what you're doing so much and you get to interact with people like yourself and Travis and all the other masters where it's just fun. And it has been, I've had a couple of those hard days, but no bad days with it and just enjoying this ride the whole time. And so that's what brought me here today. I'm currently COO in the company. Travis is CEO. And so my backstory with breathwork begins a long time ago. I was raised from a divorced family, and that was a pretty messy situation. And that there's a lot of trauma there that was embedded into my nervous system. And it wasn't until years later that it started surfacing. And in my own self-preservation mechanisms, I started using breath work to soothe my own anxieties without knowing what I was doing. It was just innate. And that carried me for a ways. And my background is in personal training and fitness and wellness. And so at one point in that career, I moved to Denver, Colorado, and started a different level of the wellness industry, fitness industry there. And started, that's where I met Travis, and I started building this team of other coaches and this fitness coaching company. And so I was running this company with the team, and we were working with all kinds of high-end clients, and they would always come in stressed out. They're high-level salesmen, CEOs, and high-level managers, and their jobs are heavy. And so I started seeing this way in on them. And at one point, I think it was like 2016, I started to teach my team some what I've used innately as breathwork for soothing those anxieties and calming that stress. And so we started teaching those to clients, very superficial stuff, just the box breathing, the full inhales, the paying attention to filling up your belly, the diaphragmatic breathing kind of things. And then in 2018, I got hit with a lung infection that was super deep lower lobe lung infection. I was a new parent and I was running the company, and the stress got to me and a bug entered my system. And I got super sick. I lost about 12 or 15 pounds of pure muscle mass. I had all kinds of doctor's visits, needles and CAT scans, and was diagnosed with walking pneumonia at one point. And then a doctor sat down with me and he was like, we don't know what's going on. I've seen walking pneumonia on people and that's not what this is. And he's like, we basically can't help you anymore. And I hit a dead end with Western medicine. And while at the same time, we were working with a naturopath, but I hadn't really turned to him yet. So I hit this dead end with Western medicine in 2018. And then went to my naturopath. I was like at my rope's end and we were looking for all kinds of diseases and nothing was showing up. And he and a functional medicine doctor looked at my numbers of the blood draws and they're like, dude, you've got a bacterial infection in your lungs. That's piece of cake. We got this. So through them, one of them told me, all right, look, as I knew from science background, bacteria is either aerobic or anaerobic. And if it's aerobic, it's going to thrive on oxygen and you're going to get worse. But this is a total experiment from here on out. So we're going to hit it with some oxygen and see what happens. And so we started doing some oxygen therapy. I started doing breath work, learned just a few deeper techniques, basically just filling my body with fresh oxygen. And within a matter of months, I was totally healed. I started, you know, I was in hyperbaric chambers. I started doing breath work daily and healed myself completely, gained all my weight back and all my energy back. And I was blown away at the magic of healing yourself through breath. It had never occurred to me until that point. And so from then I was like, all right, people got to know about this. And so I started diving in and studying it, learning from other practitioners and really just absorbing as much as I could. My geek brain around science went nuts. I started reading books. And then one day Travis was visiting me and this was before I'd found many other techniques that I know today. So he sat me down. He's like, you got to check this out. And he put on a Soma video from YouTube and we did that together. And it was nothing like I had ever experienced before. All of my stuff prior had been to heal. It was all biological. This was on another level, super deep. And I was blown away. So from there, it was another steep incline of knowledge and learning to breath work to where I'm at today. And so teaching now with studios and people from around the globe and doing live streams, breathwork has carved a new pathway in my career for myself, because also when shutdown happened globally, the fitness industry really struggled to get going again. And unfortunately my company was a part of that. So we couldn't get the momentum back and I shut down the company. I sold the roster to the coaches and just kind of walked away from that Colorado operation. And I live in South Dakota now. And so since 2020 up until last summer, I was just kind of floating. I took on a couple of clients and was just figuring out what my new career would look, this new path in my career would look like. Travis got a hold of me last summer and the rest is history from there. And so it's been a really cool ride. And a lot of my work, a lot of my teaching with breath work is a lot of biological biohacking sort of nervous system regulation kind of work. And then the subconscious hacking, because from the traumas of my childhood, which we all carry, there's a lot of neurological rewiring that needs to happen to get your mind to default to something positive rather than destructive. And so that subconscious hacking and that reprogramming are huge in what I teach as well for self-healing. A lot of my work is teaching people the tools they need to self-heal themselves, because I've proven to myself that it's possible and I want to show you that it's possible as well.
Yeah, beautiful. You know, it's almost becoming a bit of a cliche these days, but it's really true, this wounded healer thing. You know that term, the wounded healer? And I think probably we're all on this, and people listening that have got into breath work, I find over and over again, we were all led to this because we had something in ourselves we were trying to work on or fix. And you know, for me, I had stress and IBS and you know, chronic back pain. I was a mouth breather. So my sleep at night was awful. And so being able to learn those techniques and change those things, I don't know, it just when I'm working with clients now, it just gives me an extra level of power. Cause I know I've suffered too. So I can give you some same with the freediving recently and the breath holding, because when I've been working with some like semi-pro cyclists, you know, I'm not a semi-pro cyclist, but because I've experienced the breath holds now at a deeper level, it's allowed me to be a better person. And with your lower lung infection, bloody hell, that sounds terrifying, by the way, mate. That's just a really powerful reminder of the power of like conscious breathing and the fact that you were able to heal yourself. That's so cool.
Yeah. Thank you. To the running aspect of it, I'm not a runner. I don't like running. And my wife signed up for a 5K last year, and I've been doing all this breath work, and I haven't ran in a couple of years at least. And so she talked me into going for a run with her one day. Begrudgingly, I went with her, and I was able to nose breathe the whole time, and my recovery was insane. It was right there, and I didn't struggle one iota. And I was like, holy crap, the performance that comes with the magic of consistency and the practice is incredible, just like as you spoke to.
Yeah. Very cool. I've just been with a guy in Ireland, actually, one of the Oxygen Advantage dudes. And he says, I'm not a runner. He says, I'm in okay shape. You know, he works out and stuff. He goes, but I've not run. But I wanted to prove the power of the nose. And so he entered a marathon with a week's notice, no training, mouth taped, ran the whole marathon with mouth tape on to prove. And there's this lovely thing around, you only run as fast as your respiratory system can allow you to run, which I think is really cool, because the minute you go to mouth, obviously there's things going on there. And so he just proved this thing of, and he says, I won't recommend you do that because I couldn't drink any water or anything, but he was able to run and recover in a really quick. So it was just this beautiful reminder of the nose. So yeah, cool stuff, man. Let's jump into some, I'm trying to think of like some quick hit questions. I've been playing with this idea on the Breathcast for a while, actually. So you're the first two guinea pigs on this. So we'll see how this goes. So Josh, if you had to recommend one book on breathing to somebody, which would it be? And then Travis will be same question to you. So you got a little bit longer to think about the answer.
One book. Wow. Of course, breath comes to mind, right? Mr. Nestor. And I guess that's, without diving too deep, that's the first one that came to mind for me.
And out of interest, what would your second one be? Because that is a good book, isn't it? It's almost like a given, that book now. It's like a Bible of breathing, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Anything else?
Second one, I'm cruising through still the Buteyko book by McCowan.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, very cool. Yeah, thank you. And Travis, you had a little bit longer to think about this. What comes to mind for you other than those two?
So hands down, James Nestor.
Yeah.
Huge hats off to James for his willingness to be such a guinea pig to be tested on at that level.
That was incredible.
And, we all knew that nose breathing was important, but after James's book, I made it the most important part of my breath work. It slowed down my speeches because I want to make sure that when I'm talking, I'm breathing through my nose. It's changed everything in my life. And even waking up in the middle of the night, I trained myself to place my tongue against the roof of my mouth to make sure that I'm breathing through my nose at night. So every time I wake up, my tongue is firmly planted to the roof of my mouth all night long. And just super grateful for that opportunity that James gave to us to understand the power of breath on that scientific of a level. So super grateful for that. The second one would have to be Yogananda's Kriya Breath. There's a book on that, and I'll find it. And I apologize that I don't have the name right off the top, but I have it in my library here. It's called Kriya Yoga, The Art of Super Realization, and then Drink Air Therapy.
Ooh.
is another really good one.
Okay.
And so understanding the Kriyas are so incredibly powerful and important. And I love to be able to mesh pranayama, Kriya, and some of these modern day breath practitioners, Soma and Wim and all these guys together. And as you play with them and see how the body reacts and the different levels that you can obtain through that is really powerful. And so Kriya breath is a breath I think that has been long overlooked, mm-hmm. that awakens the energy centers of the body and truly taps into that quote unquote Kundalini awakening. So
mm-hmm. yeah, very cool. And yeah, I need to, I've wrote both those down, by the way, so I'll be popping on Amazon after this to have a look. Nice. Favorite breathing exercise, Travis, if one comes to mind, what's a good daily practice or one of your go-to techniques?
I have to say my favorite of all time is Dan Vadnais' DMT alkaline breathing. He's got a 10-minute segment session that is tongue against the roof of the mouth and doing that for 50 rounds. So you do 50 rounds and then exhale, hold, and then I pause it and I hold for as long as capable, and big inhale. And then I release that inhale and I go back in. And then I hold on that second exhale hold, get that punch of oxygen. And then I ride that out as long as I can. And then I do my final inhale, squeezing the perineum, getting that root lock in, pushing that coccyx bone up the tail, cerebral spinal fluid up into the back of the head, and getting that expansion of the crown, if you will, through the pineal, and holding that as long as I can. And I'll do 3 rounds of that. Takes about 15 minutes. It's a 10-minute video, but I pause it, so it takes longer. And it has had the most impact on my life, hands down. And then my second favorite would be the Soma morning meditation awakening. And huge props to Niraj. Absolutely. God, I love that man and what he's brought to this planet through Soma. Always give him all the gratitude. So Dan Vadnais with DMT alkaline breathing, just near and dear to my heart, and a breath master on breath space now. And so thank you for asking. That's
been a good vibe with that. Very cool. And people listening to this, Dan will be on the podcast soon as well, which is very exciting. So we'll be able to pick his brains a bit. Josh, same question to you, mate. What comes to mind in terms of a breath technique?
So anxiety is still a huge part of my world. And getting out of your head and into your body is the best way to rid anxiety. And so just that full range breath is my go-to on the daily, where it's belly, ribs, chest, and let it go. And I'll sometimes pop into finish with a little sip of air through a mouth breath at the end of it to pop open more alveoli and absorb more oxygen. And you just get this extra soothing feeling. So it'll be like, and then pause and exhale. But that full range breath, belly, ribs, chest is my go-to. And then if I need a reset during the day, I've got this 90-second reset that just resets the prefrontal cortex, gives you that euphoric feeling, and kind of recenters you to move forward into your day.
Beautiful. Very, very cool. Yeah, no, I love that. Yeah, I'm going to practice a bit more of that. What did you call the first one? What was the name of that?
Full range breath.
Love it. Yeah. Love it.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, very cool. Okay, last question for both of you. So let's go to you, Travis. This is like being on a game show. Travis, yeah. what does breath work mean to you? If you had to kind of give an elevator pitch to somebody, so what the hell is that breath work?
It's a great question. So the first thing that came to my mind was it means life. And there's so many people that are alive, but they're not living. And they're living by the fight or flight response of the autonomic nervous system, because they're constantly in the sympathetic. And as long as we live our life in the sympathetic, we're not really living. We're just making it through. And I heard something the other day that said, hell on this earth is meeting the person that you could have been. And I thought that was so powerful. And I truly believe that through breath work, you can live in the parasympathetic. And that's a lot of the reason why I focus on moving through the fear, as Niraj has said, move through the fear, move through the pain to get to that other side. And so learning to let your body go through what it's going to go through to tell you that you need to breathe, taking, as Dr. Joe Dispenza says, taking the mind back from the body, pulling it out, and reclaiming who you are and the divinity that you are and the magic that you are. and doing it through the elixir of the gods, through soma, through breath.
Yeah.
And it means life to me. And I'm so excited to continue to bring that life to myself and to my life so that I can give that to others.
Beautiful. Thank you, Travis. And Josh, same question to you. Elevator pitch, what's breathwork mean to you?
So simply said, breathwork to me is conscious breathing, right? And to me, it means being able to access further potential of self. I'm huge on working through the layers of this experience, starting with the physical, moving into the mental, emotional, and then to that self-actualization and higher self connection to source. So using breath to one, calm the body, calm the mind, moving in through feeling whatever emotions you need to feel, gaining control of your mental state and learning how to regulate that so that you can then open that door and that veil to that potential within and that connection within, literally that gateway through breath. And so for me, it's this, do you know the Maslow's hierarchy of needs at all?
Yes.
So that in that same idea, there's those rungs of moving through this experience. And no doubt we're in a physical plane. And so starting with the body, soothing that, and then working into those stages is what breathwork is for me.
Yeah, very cool. I love that. Yeah. Well, the one that always sticks with me was when I asked Dan Brulé actually that, and the one that I always liked that he said was, it's an invitation. And it was quite simple, actually. It's just an invitation, the idea of having this conscious gift of breathing and to just get in there and start playing under the hood, you know, seeing what all those tools are. And by the way, there is a memory of in Patrick McEwen's new book, there is a new hierarchy he's done, actually, to do with breathing and sleep and stuff. I don't know if you guys have seen that, might be worth checking that out as well. He's taken Maslow's hierarchy and kind of tweaked it based on the breath. So it's just funny you mentioned that, because I was just reading about that earlier today. Quite cool. Right, let's bring this puppy home then. So as we draw it towards an end, first of all, it's been a real pleasure having you both on here. And I think at some point I would love to get you on individually as well and go much deeper into both of your practices and stories. If you'd be interested in that, would be a real pleasure. Let's talk a little bit just then to close off about breath space. So what should, I don't know when we're going to put this out. We can obviously figure that out after this, but I imagine this will be going out fairly soon. We're on the 14th of September at the minute. What should people be expecting from the world of breath space this year, 2022? Who wants to take that?
So good question, Mike. We will launch this year. Right now we're set to launch this fall. And that first expectation will be to an exclusive group. And we will bring all of the masters to that inner circle. And beyond that, that global launch will happen here as we get towards the end of 2022. And at that point, the world's going to know about breath space. The world's going to know about each one of these breath masters who have spent years establishing their own practice and their own following. And it's time to unveil their mastery to the world. So that's what we can expect from a big picture. Travis, do you want to dive in on anything else there?
I'm just super proud of all the breath masters that have chosen us. As you said, Michael, you have been approached by many apps and many platforms. And we have heard that from every single breath master that has come on board. And the fact that you guys have, and I love to use the phrase, chosen us, because you really have. And we have become this family of co-creators. And on our breath space meetings, seeing all of your beautiful faces on these meetings is just, it's mind blowing. And Josh and I get off every meeting and we call each other right away, just like little kids just freaking out that this whole co-creative community of people who have put, I mean, Ed Harold has been breathing forever. Jason Campbell has been teaching breath work for 35 years.
Wow.
Masters that have just dedicated their lives to bringing this life to the planet. And so first and foremost, the masters and the co-creation of this, and that it's a master-owned platform. We're so proud of that, and we're so excited to see an economy of wealth built through bringing life to the planet. There's some new technology on the app that's called Breath Exchange that we're super excited is going to be coming out and allow people to take the app to the next level. And I'm just going to leave it at that. This is for the users of the app to be able to expand the wealth in their lives as well. And so that new technology will be on there. And we have some other technology that's going to allow the app to be seen in every country and every language in the entire world. And it's an artificial intelligence that will allow zero latency verbal communication to happen in every language. So wow. Somebody would be able to listen to Take a Deep Breath in Chinese with no latency. And so we're excited about that. And that'll be in there after the app launches. But there's a lot of fun stuff to come. There'll be a fun marketplace there where people can buy things that are related to breath work and related to the biohacking of the body. And we're just honored to have the universe bring all of us together in one place.
Beautiful. It's exciting times. It's you know, I'll leave everybody with this thought. Again, I'll come back from this mini breathing retreat in Ireland, and the guy, Patrick McEwen, was talking about breath work, and he says the next 5 years, it's going to explode. And he said that just talking about Oxygen Advantage, in the last 4 years, his business has grown tenfold, and it wasn't a small business 4 years ago. We've got things like James Nestor's documentary coming out maybe next year. We've got the Wim Hof movie coming out. It's a really exciting time where breath work, I feel, is on the precipice of just going over what they call the tipping point, don't they? Malcolm Gladwell's tipping point. So I spend most of my time talking about breathing, but most people outside of this room down my street don't know what the hell is going on. I feel like we're coming to this point where it's going to be the new yoga. That's the way I'm thinking about it anyway. And it's much more accessible, isn't it? Because you can sit in this chair right now and we can do some very powerful breathing exercises. We don't need mats and rugs and all that sort of stuff. So it's a really exciting time. It's a real genuine pleasure to be working with you both. And I'm so excited to see where we are. And you know, yes, we'll do things individually on podcasts, but also we'll probably do another one of these in, say, 12 months time and reflecting on the journey we've been on, which is super exciting. So for those watching this right now, there'll be some links down below at some point so you can find out more. Any last words from either of you before we call it a day?
Just gratitude, my brother, for all of your mastery and for all of your years of bringing this light and all the masters you've had on and expressing their light to the planet. Just thank you, Michael. You're amazing.
Thank you. Michael, thank you for your trust, your guidance, and again, your mastery, but just being here with us, that instant connection of like, these are the guys I want to work with. This is it. Is fulfills Travis and I. I'm speaking for Travis, but it's very fulfilling to be honored by guys like yourself. So thank you.
This is living.
This is it. Yeah. This is the and you know, I'll leave it on this. You know, just as I was getting ready for this podcast, I was like, this isn't work. You know, I've just done a full day at work. This isn't work. I'm looking forward to this. This is pure pleasure to have a conversation and then share that with the world. So thank you both. And thank you everybody for watching. We'll see you on the next Breathcast. Cheers. Cheers both.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed that podcast episode. I need you to do just one thing for me. If you got any value from the episode, please click on the link in the show notes or down below in the video description and go on over to the Breath Source. Come and join me on the Breath Source app. Me and all these other wonderful breathwork instructors, you can get started for free today. We've put our life, our heart, our soul into this app. There's retreats in there you can go on. There's teacher training. There's every breathing exercise you can think of, all taught by their own breathwork instructors with their own flavors and modalities and training and experiences. Come for me and find Jesse or find Kat or find Travis or find one of these wonderful human beings in there and come and play with the breath with us. So the link is down below. I hope to see you on there. This podcast, the Breathcast, is also in there. Ed Harold's Life with Breath podcast is also in there as well. So we want to make a place for you where you can find our breathing exercises that are on YouTube, as well as new stuff, as well as live stuff, as well as new breath friends, a real community, a real hub for breathing. So I'm so excited about this. I cannot wait to see you in the app. The link is down below. And I will see you over on the Breath Source in 2 seconds. I'm going to hold my breath and I'm going to wait for you. Go, click on the link. Have you clicked it? Yep. Hurry up. Please. See you on the Breath Source. Cheers.